enlivened.
Manasaha.
Of the mind.
Bhagavad Bhakti.
Devotional service of the Lord.
Yogataha.
By contact of.
Bhagavat.
Regarding the personality of Godhead.
Tattvam.
Knowledge.
Vijnanam.
Scientific.
Mukta.
Liberated.
Sangasya.
Of the association.
Jayate.
Becomes effective.
Thus
established in the mode of goodness, the man, rejuvenated by loving service to the Lord, gains liberation from material association, mukti, and comes to know scientifically of the personality of Godhead.
Evam prasanna manaso bhagavat bhakti yogata bhagavat tattva vijnanam mukta sangasya jayate. Bhagavat tattva vijnanam. It is not sentiment, it is vijnan. Vijnan means science. To become a devotee does not mean a sentimentalist. Sentimentalist has no value. One who has, there is sentiment, that is emotional sentiment, in the, just like this child is dancing. It is not sentimental, he has no sentiment, but he's dancing from the spiritual awakening. This dancing is not dog's dancing. This is one who is feeling love of Godhead, he is dancing. The more one feels love of Godhead, he can dance, he can chant, he can cry. There are so many, 8 kinds of astasattvic vikar, transformation of the body, tears in the eyes. So, bhagavat tattva vijnanam. Jnanam me paramam guiham jad vijnana samarmitam. Krishna said to Brahma, Jnanam me paramam guiham. To know about Krishna, it is very, very confidential. It is not ordinary thing. Vijnanam. Therefore, many scientists, they are also joining our movement. Many doctors of philosophy, chemistry, they are understanding this is a science. And the more you make propaganda, the higher circle of the society, learned scholar, professors, scientists, philosophers, they join. And for them, we have got so many books. We have proposal to publish 80 books. Out of them, we have published about 14 books. So it is a science. Otherwise, why Srimad Bhagavatam has devoted 18,000 verses for understanding? In the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, dharma projita koitavatra. The cheating, sentimentalism, the so-called religious system, is projita. Is kicked out. There is no such place here in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Just like you brush something, with broomstick or something and throw away the dust. Similarly, the dusty thing, so-called sentimental religionism, is not here in the Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam. It is a sign. Paramam guhyam. Very confident. To understand Krishna is not ordinary thing. Krishna says, manushyānām sahasyeṣu kaścit yatati siddhaye jatatāma visiddhyāna kaścit vetimām tattva. So, this truth is understandable through Krishna or through Krishna's representative. And Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Maya Saptamana Pratha Yuvam Junyan Madasraya. Madasraya. Madasraya means under my under me. Actually it means Madasraya means one who has taken the shelter of Krishna, or one who has surrendered to Krishna without any reservation. He is called Madasraya, or one who has taken shelter of Krishna perfectly. So this yoga, this bhakti yoga, as it is said earlier, Bhagavad Bhakti Yoga. So Bhagavad Bhakti Yoga can be learned when one takes fully shelter at the lotus feet of a Bhagavad Bhakta. That is called Bhagavad. You cannot become Bhagavad Bhakta independent without caring for your spiritual master. That is nonsense. That is asceta. You'll never be able. We are singing daily Jasya Prasadad Bhagavat Prasad. But you do not know the meaning, unfortunately. Jasya Prasadad. If the spiritual master is pleased, then Bhagavan is pleased. Not that independently. Jasya prasada, in the 10 kinds of offenses, the first offense is guru-ravagya, disobeying the orders of guru. And especially guru's business is to preach Krishna consciousness, and he, a person blasphemes, a person who is preaching all over the world Krishna consciousness, that is the greatest offense. But we are reading 10 kinds of offenses, Gurbhastha, and the gurus. Do you know the meaning? What is that? Siguru Charana Padma. What is that? Song?
Siguru Charana Padma. Kevala Bhakti Sadma, Bandhon Me Savadhana.
Savadhana Mate, it gets here. You sing this song, do you know the meanings? No. Who can explain the meaning? Yes, you explain.
Sri Guru Charana Padma, he is the Bodhisattva of the Guru. Kevala Bhakti, he is a reservoir of all devotion of bhakti. Bandhon Me Savadhana.
Read the other lines.
Jahara
prasade bhai, then
e bhavatarya jai.
E bhavatarya. If one is, favored by Guru, then the path to cross over the nisans is clear. Jahara prasade bhai, e bhavatarya. Then next line.
Krishna prapti hoy jaha hoyte.
And Krishna prapti hoy jaha hoyte. By the favor of Guru, one gets Krishna. This is the jasya prasadan bhagavad, everywhere. This is bhagavad bhakti yoga. So one who has not attained this stage, what is this bhagavad bhakti? It is askarida. That is not bhagavad bhakti. Evam prasanna manasu bhagavad bhakti yoga. Bhagavad bhakti yoga. It is a kind of yoga. Or the real yoga. Topmost yoga system is Bhagavad Bhakti. And Bhagavad Bhakti yoga begins Adu Gurva Ashrayam. First of all, surrender to Guru. Tad vidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sivaya. The official initiation has no meaning. Unless one who has fully surrendered to Guru, there is no question of initiation. Dibhagyana ride prakashit. Dibhagyana is transcendental knowledge. So to play tricks with Guru, to become diplomat and intriguer, these rascaldom will not help Bhagavad Bhakti. You can get some other things, some material profit, but spiritual life will be spoiled. So this Krishna consciousness movement is for spiritual enlightenment, not for how to get money, how to earn money. This is the Krishna consciousness. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches, na dhanang na janang na sundaring kavitang vajagadish kamay. Na dhanang. The material is what they want. They want money. They want many followers and many subordinates. Or nice, beautiful wife. This is materialism. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu refuses. No, no, no. No, no, no. I don't want money. This is teaching. Na dhanang, na janang. I don't want to rule over somebody. No. Na dhanang, na janang, na sundaring kavita. A poetic imagination of nice, beautiful wife. These things I do not want. What is then Bhagavad Bhakti Yoga? Mama janmani janmani shari bhavatad bhakti rahit kirtai. Then Bhagavad Bhakti do not want even liberation. Why Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying janmani janmani? Birth after. One who is liberated, he does not take any more birth in this material world. Those who are impersonalists, they merge into the effulgence, bodily rays of Krishna, and those who are devotees, they get permission to enter into Vaikuntha or Goloka Vrindavan. So, if you want prasanna man, always jubilation, that is spiritual life. Not that always morose, making some plans. That is not spiritual life. You don't find any materialistic person jubilant. He's morose and thinking and smoking cigarette and drinking, making some big, big plan. That is materialism. And Bhagavad Bhakti Yogata Prasanna Manasu. And the Bhagavad Gita, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma, Nasochati Nakankati, Prasannatma. This is spiritual life. As soon as you become actually in spiritual life, never mind either you in impersonal philosophy or personal philosophy, both of them are spiritualists. Only the difference is the impersonal think that I am spirit, God is spirit, therefore we want to imagine to be Sajujya Mukti. Krishna gives them Sajujya Mukti, but that is not very safe. Because Anandamaya Vyasa, Ananda, real Ananda cannot be realized oneself. There must be two. Love does not mean I love myself and meditate upon love. No. There must be there another person lover. Therefore Dvaita Bhava. As soon as you come to the bhakti school, there must be Dvaita Bhava. Two. Krishna and Krishna's devotee. And the exchange of Krishna and Krishna's servant is called bhakti. The dealings, that is called bhakti. Therefore it is said, Bhagavad Bhakti Yogata. Not monism, oneness. There is always the bhakta. Devotee is trying to please Krishna. They are just like gopis, the topmost devotees. Their only business is to please Krishna. That's all. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommended Ramya Kachid Upasana Brajabudhu Varga Bhija Kalipita. There cannot be a better method of worship than the process which the gopis adopt. They did not care for anything. The gopis, some of them were engaged in household affairs. Somebody was talking with husband, sometimes taking care of the children. Some of them were boiling meal. As soon as there was Krishna's flute, everything left from them. Where you are going? Husband, brother, father, where you are going? No, don't care. Krishna's flute is there. We do not know anything. This is devotion. This is highest, topmost. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so strict that woman could not come very near to offering obeisances from little distance. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as a sannyasi, he was so strict. Of course, that should be the principle. But, especially in your country, that cannot be very strictly observed. But at least, one should be very careful. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so strict. He is eulogizing the gopis' love of Krishna. So that gopis' love is not ordinary thing. It is transcendent. Otherwise, how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appreciates? How Sukadeva Goswami appreciates Krishna Leela? This Krishna Leela is not ordinary thing. It is spiritual. So unless one is situated firmly in bhakti yoga, they should not try to understand what is the pastimes of the gopis with Krishna. That will be dangerous. Nartam Das Thakur, he says, Rupo Raghunatha Pade Hoive Akuti Pavehama Bhujava Sri Jugala Priti. Jugala Priti, the loving dealings between Radha and Krishna. Jugal means couple. Priti means love. So Nartam Jasa exalted Acharya. He said, when I shall be able to understand. Not that I have understood everything. This is not, this is vijnanam, Bhagavatattva vijnanam. So we should be very careful to understand the science. And the science can be understood through the mercy of the spiritual master. Therefore, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, Jasya Prasad. First of all, try to please your spiritual master. Then try to understand. So, it is a great science. Tadviddhi panipatena pariprasnena sivaya upadakshanti tadjnanam jnanina tattadarishina. This is the process. First of all, surrender yours. Sir, I have surrendered it. All right. Now I don't like it. What is it? What is this surrender? Now I don't like it. That means there was no surrender. Surrender does not mean, now I surrender, and if you do not please me, if you do not satisfy my senses, then I don't like it. That is not surrender. Surrender, the example is given by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, dog. Very good example. The dog surrenders to the master fully. Even the master kills him, he does not protest. This is the example. Vaishnava Thakur tomar kukur boliya janah more. Vaishnava Thakur, my dear, my revered spiritual master, you are the best of the Vaishnavas. Please accept me as your dog. That is surrender. So, real surrender begins, maya saptamana prartha jugam jungan madasraya. Asraya, asraya loya bhaje. Krishna tare nahi taje. One who executes devotional service, taking shelter of bona fide spiritual master, Krishna will never give him up. Relax it. Asraya loya bhaje Krishna tare nahi taje. Arsa more akara. Otherwise they will simply waste their time. That's all. So this is Bhagavad Bhakti Yoga. Adho Gudbhasram Sadhana Picha. Sadhu Margana Gamanam. Everything is there in the devotional service, in the nectar of devotion, teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, we are publishing. If we do not understand, if we think that these books are for sale, and we are all learned. We have learned everything, finished, all business is finished. That will not improve the condition. Prasanna manaso bhagavad bhakti yoga, bhagavat tattva vijnanam. It is a science. As you learn science, just like our Swarup Damodar, Dr. Swarup, he is now doctor. We have got another doctor in Nivindam. Yes. He is also scientist. So, if you want to take the doctorate title, that is also the surrender. There are committees, 3-4 main committees. When they certify, yes, this is all right, this thesis is presented by such and such, it is approved. Then you get. See, everywhere there is. Tad vijnanartham sa gurumeva avigacchet. So if we are not serious about understanding the science of Krishna, if we take some opportunity to become this, to become that, and to make some money and this and that, then the whole thing is finished. For opportunists, there is no Krishna consciousness. For the real surrender soul. So, Bhagavat Tattva Vijnanam, everyone, we are, at least, we are enlisted ourselves to become graduate in Bhagavatattva Vijnana, this is the process. Madhasraya, Krishna says. Madhasraya means yogam junjang madhasraya. To become under Krishna, or that is not possible because without taking shelter of Krishna's servant, gopi bhaktu padakamalo daso daso dasan, we have to become servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna. Not aspiring I shall become directly servant of Krishna. That is mayavad. Our process is the servant of the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches us. Servant of the, this more one has become servant of the 100th generation. Now he is perfect. So, try to understand. Bhagavat Tattva Vijnanam Mukta Sangasya Jayati. Bhagavat Tattva Vijnan, this science who can understand? Mukta Sangasya. Mukta means liberated. And Sangha means association. So association means we are contaminated by the material nature. Sometimes we are good, sometimes we are passionate, sometimes we are rustic. There are three gunas. Some of them are very good. And some of them are passionate and some of them are ruskins. So we have to transcend even the platform of so-called goodness. That is called mukta sangha. Because in the material life, we are always associating with these gunas, three qualities. Gunamayi, maya. Devidhisa, gunamayi. Guna, moi. Guna this, three gunas. So it is very difficult. Sometimes we are in the platform of goodness, then we fall down in the passion, then we fall down in ignorance, or some ignorance rise again in goodness, and again fall down. This is going on. But therefore, you have to become mukta sangasya. Above all these qualities. I'm awful. I'm a very good man, I'm a good manager, I'm this. You have to surpass that also. That is called mukta sangha. But that mukta sangha also is possible when we are sincerely engaged in devotional service, just like the deity worship. The deity worship means gradually to become mukta sangha. But deity worship is essential. There is process, you must rise early in the morning, you must take bath, you should offer Mangala Arati, then after that, dressing, flowering. In this way, if you always remain, then gradually you will become mukta sangha. The turn, as soon as you begin devotional service, that is the stage of mukta sangha. If you do not fall down, if we strictly follow the instruction of spiritual master and the shastra and be engaged always in devotional service, there is no question of fall down. That is called mukta sangha. But if you deviate, if you do not like, then you will fall down. So, when you become mukta sangha begins, the chance is there. If we follow, if we don't follow, then we fall down. But if you remain on the platform, then we shall be able to understand what is that? Bhagavat Tattva Vijnana, the absolute truth about the Supreme Law, Bhagavat Tattva Vijnana. So, I am very pleased that we are doing nicely. I am traveling, I have seen in all temples. So don't deviate. don't deviate from the instruction given by your spiritual master. Make that your life and soul, and follow the regulative principles, chant 16 rounds, you'll never fall down. Mukta sam. Then gradually, Krishna will be revealed. Bhagavat Tattva. Thank you very much.